Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to this podcast for confidenceandjoy.com. Today is Thursday, June the 18th, 2009. You know, last time I started off by talking about the weather here in Arizona, and I gotta tell you again about it, only because it's so unusual right now. You know, normally our temperatures in June are triple digits every day, but for the last 2 weeks, we've been below 100. Now, I've not seen this. I've been here 17 years. I've never seen a June like this. Now, of course, we know it won't last. In fact, I checked around 4 o'clock this afternoon, and we indeed did hit 100 for the first time in a couple of weeks. So this unusual weather is a real blessing, especially so since normally around this time of year, it's supposed to be about 105 every day. And no, I'm not planning on doing a weather report for every podcast. Gee, you think this is a throwback from my radio days? You can read more about that on the post, This Is My Story. Anyway, if it's something really unusual, I'll talk about it for a minute or two, okay? And by the way, if you're having some unusual weather where you live, then by all means, go ahead and put it in the comments below, okay? Well, on to today's podcast. You know, there are quite a few people when something happens to someone, they say, well, God is just testing you. Now, I know this may be a touchy subject for some people, but listen and see what you think, and then go ahead and leave a comment below with your thoughts. A number of months ago, I was talking to someone who had just gotten laid off. And trust me, I understand that all too well. You can read more about that in the post, This Is My Story, as well. But he said to me, I don't know why God is testing me, but I hope he understands that I'm only a C student. You know, I've talked to people over the years who were convinced that the reason they were going through some difficult time was because God was testing their faith. I told that person that I was talking to that God was not testing him. I said, look, you have a little boy. Do you test him by hiding the food in the house? You're God's child, and God is not testing you. I was speaking recently at the Phoenix Rescue Mission to about 80 men. You know, these guys are going through some very difficult times. I think sometimes when people think about those who are in a rescue mission, think that they're all a bunch of drug addicts and derelicts. You know, that's just not true. Some of these men have simply lost their jobs recently and their housing, and they have no place to live right now. But in my presentation, I brought up this topic of God testing you, and I could see it in many of their eyes that they've heard this phrase before. I told them the next time someone tells them that God is testing them, go ahead and ask them how they know that. Just ask them, did God tell you that? I think this phrase has become kind of a catch-all phrase to say when difficult times come up. And it sounds spiritual, doesn't it? God is testing you. This is a test from God. God is testing your faith. You know, I think people are well-intentioned and well-meaning and trying to help, but when you really think about it, saying this to someone really doesn't help them at all. I went on to tell the men at the mission to ask, why is God testing me? And then ask, well, how long will this test last? You know, people who say this phrase don't know that, do they? No, they don't. So how in the world do they know that this is a test from God? Now, before you get angry at me, yes, I'm aware that in the Gospels it says that Jesus tested or proved Andrew. Jesus was trying to see where Andrew's head was. Was he looking for a spiritual solution to feed the multitudes, or was he just looking at the facts? Well, he was just looking at the facts. Jesus was testing him to see if he was learning. I understand that. But why be so quick when troubles and difficulties come up to say, God is testing you? You lost your job because God is just testing you. You lost your husband because God is just testing you. God gave you this disease just to test you. Wow, it sounds a little different when we add the troubles or the difficulties with the phrase, doesn't it? It makes it sound like God is causing all the troubles and all the difficulties, doesn't it? But why would he do that? Well, this fits in rather nicely with the thinking that God is very mysterious. You know, God works in mysterious ways. All right, now wait a minute. Hold on just a second. If you're a fan of the Bible, and I am, then you know that the Bible is God's words, right? Well, if he wanted to be very mysterious and hidden, then why did he have the Bible written where it explains who he is and what he's promised to do? You know, come to think of it, the devil doesn't have a book, does he? I mean, where's his playbook? He's the one who's mysterious. He's the one causing hurt and pain. The Bible says that it's the devil who oppresses people. So then, why subtly and not even realizing it, why blame God for troubles and difficulties? If you think that God is testing you, you really won't have much confidence to go to him for help. Plus, your mind will be focused on why he's testing you and how long is he going to test you and what are you supposed to learn from this test? But instead, why not focus on the promises of God? Hey, ever thought about that phrase? The promises of God? Those are things that he has promised. We have his word on it. When you put your focus on his promises, you can have confidence in him to bring his promises into your life. He's very reliable. In fact, so reliable that you can rely on his reliability. And by the way, if you haven't listened to the podcast from March 31st, it's called Confidence, please do so. I put a link below. So, what do you think about this topic of God testing you? I'd love to hear what you think. So go ahead and put your comment in below, okay? Well, that wraps up this podcast. Till next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have yourself a great day.